This is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm coming to you from Las Vegas, Nevada, and I am the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith. You can find us online at churchonline.com, but we spell that differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H, no U, because we say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. This morning I was doing my daily devotional reading and I came across this passage in 1 Chronicles. And I've seen this before. I've talked about this. I've heard other people talk about it. But it just really caught my attention this morning. And I thought I'd share some of the insights that I found this morning. This is from 1 Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32. This is a description of King David's army. It talks about in this section all of the mighty men, and then it talks about from each tribe there was different groups of men. One of them, it says in 1 Chronicles 12:32, from Issachar, men who understood the times and knew what Israel should do, 200 chiefs with all their relatives under their command. Now, you'd read that, and you wouldn't really think too much of it. You'd come across that along with the other tribes and how many men there were, archers and swordsmen and people that knew all sorts of weapons. But this group uniquely stood out because they're called individuals who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. Again, that phrase just stuck in my mind, understanding the times. How can we understand the times? When you look in the Hebrew word, it's found again in Esther, in the very first chapter of Esther, talking about King Ahasuerus or King Xerxes. It says, the king said to his wise men who understood the times, for this was the king's manner toward all who knew law and justice. So he also had a group of individuals alongside him who understood the times and knew what the nation should do. That caused me to start thinking, well, is that possible today? Are there still individuals like that? I thought about individuals maybe like Warren Buffett is a man who understands finances and understands what people should do. But that's not exactly the same as it relates to godly men, godly women, godly individuals that understand the times and know what we should do. And what I understand reading the scripture, the way that we could do this and the way all leaders do this is by understanding the patterns. From Genesis all the way to Revelation, there are patterns in scripture. Obviously, the book of Genesis talks about there was evening, there was morning the first day. There was evening, there was morning the second day. So we know that that's one of the great patterns of God. Another one found in Genesis 1 is after their own kind. Trees, animals, plants, everything according to their own kind. These are the patterns of Scripture. And great leaders will understand the times by understanding the patterns. So, godly people need to be people who understand the patterns of Scripture. I'll give you an example. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, very well-known passage, do not be conformed to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may discern what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. So in other words, there's a pattern to understanding the will of God. The first step is not to be conformed to this age. So in other words, don't fall into the same pattern as the world around us. We have to be people set apart. And if you think about that, that is also a pattern in Scripture. The nation of Israel, when we get to Exodus and into Leviticus and Numbers and Deuteronomy, all the laws are God telling his people, don't conform to this age. And then instead of that, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. There again is a godly pattern. Don't conform, but instead be transformed. Then we will know the will of God. You could see the pattern in it. Again, you could find that pattern throughout Scripture. On the flip side, we think about the enemy. The enemy, we know, he wants to steal, kill, and destroy, and he's the liar and the father of lies. So one of the things that he wants to distract us from is those patterns, godly patterns and instead put us into the opposite thing. Instead of not conforming to the pattern of this world, not conforming to this age, the enemy would deceive and help us to conform more to the pattern of this age and not be transformed by the renewing of our mind. Then we will not be able to discern this times and what God wants us to do and what is the good, pleasing, and perfect will of God. The enemy's tactic, of course, liar, father of lies, also distractions. We know that in our world today, we're just bombarded by information constantly. And that's one of the distractions that the enemy uses. He'll do anything to keep us away from God's word, worship, God's people, God's fellowship, anything that will help us to be conformed to the pattern of this world. Another example that the enemy uses, false religion. False religion, every other religion in the world that does not proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, every religion in the world uses that same opposite effect. Oh, we understand what the will of God is, and we will know this. And instead of saying, don't conform to the pattern of this age, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, the false religion would say, oh no, to understand the will of God, you have to do things our way. Be conformed to our way. Be transformed into our pattern. No matter what the religion is, that's the theme. And instead of finding God's way, it's about finding man's way. And that's the big challenge that we find. So that's how we understand people who knew the times. Understanding what the nation should do is to look for the patterns, not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. That's how we can have this godly wisdom.